I'm going to ask you a question. What can you do for God being dead? And he has assigned you to live. This is why the writer said, nay, in all these things, all what things? I'm going to read them back to you. He said, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. He said, nay, and all these things, you are more than what? Say, I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Say it again.
I'm more than a conqueror.
So whatever Satan brings up in your life this week, say nay. I'm more than a conqueror. Just tell it, nay, you're not ruling. Nay, nay. If you and you can get sassy with me, if you're too dumb to understand nay, no! Come to this place, and this is, I'm persuaded that neither what? You got to come to the place, I am persuaded. I'm persuaded. Neither what? Death, nor life, nor who? Angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor thing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nay, nay, nothing shall be able to separate me. In all these things, I am more than a conqueror. There's no money problem. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Can you imagine what to take place in this day of grace? They was brought out. This is it. This is my last one. And you need to see this. Glory to God. Can you imagine in this day of grace if believers can come together on the same page? There'll be no grumbling in the midst of us. You know, the Lord said for a while, he just kept saying, get the strife out. Get the strife out. Get the strife out. Get the strife out. I don't know if you're listening when God starts speaking like he got something in mind. He doesn't want you to miss it. Because if the strife is in, you're gonna miss what he has. So the scripture says here, his people that was in bondage, Psalm 105. In verse 37, he brought them forth. He brought them forth. They were slaves in a land they were strangers. I said they were slaves in a strange land. What a slave has no business leaving a strange land rich. Let that soak in for a second. How many of you know some people that went to prison and they left their rich. Now, I don't know, but the history tells us there were 3 million of them. 3 million Jews. So it was something somewhere in there. It was a bunch of them. And they say he brought them forth. I want y'all to listen in closing. This is closing. He brought them forth with silver and gold. He brought them forth with silver and gold. How did he do that? God is so wise. He told those Israelites to go to the Egyptians. And who in the world, knowing they were, I know they had sense enough to know, I know they was aware enough to know that these Jews, Moses was seeing Pharaoh talking about them, those Jews leaving, those Israelites leaving. And they went to the Egyptian people. But think about it now. I'm trying to get you to see the end, the ceaseless flow God is working for. You can't get no sad faith, no sad heart. You got to get excited. Brother George, don't let your excitement die down, okay? Amen. Amen. That's enough. I'll go on. I start to say something. Can you imagine? And God told him, go to your slave master. Go to the one that you've been in bondage to. And asked, said, loan me your gold and your silver, your clothes. And they got out there in the wilderness. They were loaded. I said they were loaded. See, we don't get that. They were loaded. They didn't have no $2. They were loaded. They had silver and gold. And not only were they loaded, but the next part of that verse said, and that was not one feeble person among their tribe. Wasn't nobody sick. Loaded and healed. Loaded and well. Loaded and feeling good. Loaded and had a shout. Now, how much more should we, under this new covenant of grace, ought to be loaded? Ought to have a shout. Ought to have a praise. Ought to get excited and tell your problem where to go. And tell poverty out the door you go. And tell sickness you've dying too long. Now get away from me. My house is the house of God. Hey, y'all better leave me alone now, because the priest don't come on. My house is the house of God. All good things. Jewelry, diamond, gold, frankincense, myrrh, hallelujah, is in my house. No frowned up stuff. No dirty stuff. No messed up stuff. No stinking stuff. My perfume is the fragrance of it. Smells good. And I have the fragrance of the Spirit of God upon my life. Hey, hey. So leave here. I'm dressed for the occasion. I'm ready to go before the King. I'm ready to offer him some praise. I'm ready to lift my voice. I'm ready to glorify him. I'm ready to tell him how good he is. I'm ready, hallelujah, to tell him, Lord, you're good to me. Lord, you brought me out. Lord, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A ceaseless supply. Woo. Look like everything is gone wrong. The supply is ceaseless. While I'm sleeping, it's working. While I'm on the job, it's working. While I'm dining with my family, it's working. Hallelujah. A supply that won't run out. Supply that never will end. Hallelujah.